Hello, this is Angela, and you're listening to my podcast, Springs of Zion. Welcome, and thank you for listening today. Today's message is called, Let My People Go. So to begin with, I just want to pray. Holy Spirit, I just ask you to come today during this podcast to lead us and guide us and allow me to be your vessel to share your word today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So as I was working on a devotional page this week called Unction to Function, I heard the Lord say things are out of order and they're being reordered. I heard that in my spirit. And we know that things are out of order. We can see them everywhere we look, right? In the world. And it's funny because as I was doing my devotion, which I like to do a devotion with God about words, I'll see a word over and over again, like oppression. And then I just do a word search and I use my Bible app and I look up oppression and I look up other verses and eventually the Holy Spirit starts speaking to me about them. Well, I did the same thing with anointing. I had a knowing that the impartation of, I don't know, people who have anointing in YouTube and different places, they impart things. When I tried to impart something this summer, I really hit a hard wall. The Lord was like, no. So it's been on my heart. And for months, I've been doing some research. And in 1 John 2:20, but you have an anointing from the Holy One. You have been set apart, specially gifted, and prepared by the Holy Spirit. And all of you know the truth because he teaches us, he illuminates our minds and guards us from error. That's what the true Holy Spirit does. When we are indwelled with the Holy Spirit, he teaches us, he shows us, you're convicted. And the Apostle John left Jerusalem. He settled in Ephesus and he wrote 3 letters to the churches of Asia. He gives an explanation that Jesus came to offer eternal life. His first letter tells us how to know, experience, and behave so that we have eternal life. He says those who are confident in their relationship with God will experience his anointing through unity with Jesus Christ. This is what we read in the Bible, you guys. For each believer is gifted with anointing from God. So when we're listening to preachers who want to impart things, if they are not sold out to God, and we don't know people's hearts, we can't assume, they're imparting spirits that they're carrying. And hopefully they're only carrying the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. But I want to tell you my own experience, this was not the case. When I got an impartation, I got whatever that person was carrying. And so throughout this, gosh, when did this happen? I want to say October. When I was really convicted about this, that's when I started studying. And so you must be sure to keep the message burning in your hearts. So that means we have to continually go to God, seek the Lord, the message of our life as you heard from the beginning. That's what 1 John 2:24 says. If you do, you will always be filled and you'll have a close fellowship with the Son and with the Father. So we have 2 separate books within the Word of God by 2 separate authors, John and Paul, claiming the Spirit of God is established and confirmed in our fellowship with Christ. This is our anointing, our God-given anointing, and it builds as we get closer and more intimate with God. So the unction to function is the anointing, okay? That's God working within our framework. And as we are obedient to seek him, our patterns change, our spirit rises, we get stronger, we get more anointed. And God is more interested in our character than our comforts. He's raising up a generation that will do what he says in the correct way. So all of these, we'll just call them false prophets, whether they're good intentional or not, they don't mean to, that's objective. God is going to bring glory to them. And this does not have to do with their ego, because that's what the impartation did. I didn't even realize that when I tried to impart the white stone, which was I talk about as being my stumble, the Lord convicted me immediately. The only white stone that you're going to receive is going to be from Jesus. That is your stone of salvation. So in the last days, we're told people of integrity, honesty, and humility will be able to seek the Father. We must go beyond just knowing these principles. We need to really seek God, the King of our world, for His will and His way, and learn His heartbeat. And this is possible because we have an unction from the Holy Spirit, His Holy One, 1 John 2:20. And you know, when I started studying this, 1 John 2:20 was everywhere. Every preacher I listened to brought it up. I mean, this is how the Holy Spirit is speaking to me. Angela, study this. This is where the anointing comes from. We can't buy it. You can't impart it. It's between you and God. It's the power of God to work in your life to remove burdens and destroy yokes. This anointing is tangible. Therefore, it can be transferable. But only if God does it. Okay? So sometimes you're going to go, for instance, I was in a worship women singing last fall or spring, and the glory of God, the anointing of all of our hearts together praising God created a glory cloud. Things happen in the glory cloud that I can't explain, but it's people who are sold out, believers who are sold out. Then they're anointed to preach, to heal, to deliver, and to set free because they abide in Christ. This is the power felt and ushered in during my Bloom conference last year. So I'm here to tell you, His glory has no limits. Open heavens and glory, enter His gates with thanksgiving. That's how we get into the glory. That's how we receive glory. That's how our anointing builds. And we're thankful. And this atmosphere is literally created by a true, pure heart for Jesus. And we're told in 2 Corinthians that we will not visit with glory beyond our own revelation. So if you don't have a revelation of the glory, you need to spend more time with God. Just seek Him. Ask Him. So I was in a corporation setting and I was healed. My eye was healed because God chose that moment, that time. It was God in the glory to do it. He wanted me to know about the glory. So we have incredible time coming, you guys. God is releasing His unction as we obey and flow with Him. His anointing comes and miracles happen. I believe in miracles. If you don't believe in miracles, start reading His word. Because not our unbelief limits us and limits the move of God. So just sit with God and say, God, do the work in me that you need to do. I want to see and experience your supernatural miracles. And if you're ready to obey God, He will anoint you with His supernatural gifts. He's giving and releasing this unction of His Spirit in this time. I just urge you today to say, Lord, I want more of you and less of me, more of you. And let His Spirit show you in His word how to walk this out in your life. If we remain in Christ and follow His teachings, we will be protected. And we can do His work when we abide in Christ. We abide in Christ as we remain loyal by fellowshipping with God. We confess our sins. We testify that Jesus is the Word of God, the Son of God, and God in the flesh. When we truly know that within our heart, you're abiding in Him. We love God with all our heart, mind, and we love God's people no matter if they hurt us or not. And if we abide in Christ, He abides in us, right? Know and experience God personally through His Holy Spirit. If you have not personally experienced His Spirit, spend more time in His Word. Spend more time seeking Him. And when I first started, I actually did journaling. I got a journaling Bible because I had hindrances. I had strongholds that I could not within my soul that blocked me from God's word. If you can't read his word or you fall asleep reading his word, ask God, what's holding me back? I didn't know to do that. We have to work to discern all false truths that we carry and believe in the darkness of our soul. This is soul work. If you're living a soulful life, then you're not going to see the face of God and you're not going to feel his spirit except maybe a touch now and then. Because we do get touched now and then. You'll say something and you'll feel witness because God is drawing us. Pray and ask the aid of the Holy Spirit. He will help you recognize any falsities that you're following, you're listening to, you agree with. These are all of the Antichrist spirit. We want to enjoy eternal life now on earth, right? This is walking in the spirit every single day. And the Lord is really proud of us. He really is proud of this group of people who are seeking him. He said, I'm working to let my people go. I had a dream and I was waiting on a street corner with my suitcase in hand and here comes Moses driving up in a chariot down the street to pick me up. And the chariot had fire on the wheels. I tried to wake up because much more happened in my dream, but I know the enemy was there. He blocked it. So I know and I'm confident that the Lord will reveal this to me in time. And we read in Exodus 9, then the Lord said to Moses, go to Pharaoh and tell him that this is what the Lord, the God of Hebrews, said, let my people go so that they may worship me. See, the anointing is the manifestation or presence of the Holy Spirit that is released from the throne of God, you guys, to help you deal with the past hurts of your life or anything that's muddled within your soul. Then, when you interact with others who are similar or have similar problems, God, head God, Almighty God, he's a person, releases the power to heal and deliver. These are the signs and wonders that we're about to see across the nations, across the world. This is the holy life unto God. I'm excited. It's been a bit for me to feel this excitement again. The enemy has been after me, but God is bigger. We just got to keep saying, okay, God, he's here. What is he doing? What are you trying to teach me? Just keep asking and he'll reveal it. Get your notebook out and write down everything. Some of it will be not of God, but you will go back later and be like, oh yeah, that was my soul speaking. That was the enemy. And it's exciting. I'm excited for you guys. And I'm excited for the move of God that's here and that's coming. So I just want to encourage you to seek the face of Jesus. And I just praise God for this opportunity to share my journey. Have a blessed day. Take care. Bye-bye.